if you're young and you live in Michigan and you want a job, there has never been a better time to find a job. I mean, for the first time in a decade, maybe the first time in a generation, young people are in the driver's seat when it comes to careers, especially if you look to construction. I mean, you look at the construction industry, there are so many jobs. I got this kid we know. I say kid, he's 21, 22 years old, got into a construction deal. He's running heavy equipment. He's bringing in $32 an hour or more. I mean, the kid's just rocking it, hours all the time. My next guest, Jimmy Green, president and CEO of the Associated Builders and Contractors for the Greater Michigan Chapter. Jimmy, welcome back.
Hey, Steve. Thanks so much for having me back.
Good to have you here. I mean, there could not be a better time, Jimmy. I look around. I mean, I call it the help wanted economy. You know, when unemployment's 3.5% or whatever it is, and I see cranes and I see heavy equipment and I see roads and bridges and houses, everything's being built, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness. I tell you, I'm running around the state trying to find enough warm bodies to enter into apprenticeship trades. You know, the problem is I wish I could train them, 4 years from yesterday so we can get them road ready.
When you look at these opportunities and you're running all over the state, I mean, you're talking about all sorts of things. You're talking about carpenters, electrical, HVAC, pipe fitting, plumbing. I mean, there's just a variety, isn't there?
It's interesting. We train 11 different skilled trades, or I should say we actually educate 11 different skilled trades. And I tell you, I don't have a single classroom that's empty, and yet I could actually put more people in there if I could to support this workforce gap that we've got. And unfortunately, while it's diminishing a little bit, we've still got some huge gaping holes in several of the trades that we've got apprenticeships enrolled into.
Well, and the reason we've got you here in part is because next week is National Apprenticeship Week, right? I mean, this is a chance. If anybody's listening, whether it's you or you've got a son, a granddaughter, a kid down the street, I don't care who it is. And you know, they're thinking, you know, I don't want to go to college and rack up all that debt. I just want to go to work and make money. This is the time, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, it's interesting. We're using a little bit of a different concept with National Apprenticeship Week for next week. We're actually going to celebrate those number of apprentices who actually stay home and support economically the communities that they work in and build. So we're going to give a face to those folks that people typically frown at when you see the orange cones or you see all this new building that's happening around here and modifications both on the commercial and residential side. So instead of just National Apprenticeship Week, we're going to say you're welcome because, again, these are folks who continuously support communities. And I think sometimes we've ignored them and not necessarily giving them the accolades that they have as economic drivers in communities that they work in and build.
You know, if I'm reading this right, and we got Jimmy Green here on the program from the Associated Builders and Contractors of Greater Michigan. If I'm reading this correctly, Jimmy, ABC of Michigan partners with 160-plus local companies that offer apprenticeship-style programs, enabling people to work right in the field, earn a paycheck during the day, and take classes at night to become. I mean, what a great deal. Let me get this straight. You're gonna pay to learn, and then as you learn, you earn more, and then once you become, you know, certified and whatever it might be, you earn even more.
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting. I see these college debt figures out there, which are staggering, mind you. And I've had three kids who've gone through universities, and I'm one of those people. And it is wonderful to see young people not only going right into the workforce, but they're actually, again, as I suggested earlier, they've become real economic drivers in communities. So if they're not necessarily paying debt, they're actually incurring a different kind of debt with home ownership, cars, you name it. So we take a little bit of a different slant on that. But the apprenticeships across the state, and I think you mentioned the number 160, we've got about 1,200 contractors across this state who are looking for able-bodied, strong-willed, and again, with the trades, you're talking about very strong-willed individuals who are looking for a career, not a job, but a career in the trades.
Right. And I talked to, you know, not everybody, there was this mindset that I think was foisted upon our young people for a long time that everybody needs to go to college. Well, that's just not true. You know, because at midnight when your plumbing breaks, I need a plumber. I don't need somebody with a 4-year degree. I need somebody that knows how to, you know, to turn a pipe and get that done. When I'm building a house, I need an electrician that knows how to do that, you know, and do it right. I need a carpenter to you know, redo my kitchen. And the list goes on and on, doesn't it?
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, you mentioned a degree. We've actually used that verbiage as well, too. When you want to hire that apprenticeship or that journeyman plumber, they've gone through a four-year certification program, a licensing through the state of Michigan, and so we call that the other four-year degree. So you're certainly not dropping off in terms of expertise. To your other point, though, every child that comes out of high school needs a post-secondary choice. Now, if that's a university setting, fantastic. If that's a college, if that's trade school, if that's a union contractor, whatever that is, every child needs a post-secondary choice. We happen to be one of the most viable ones, and certainly one of the ones that put them in the workforce immediately. And as you said earlier, the learn while you earn concept is immediate upon most of these apprenticeship programs.
Yeah, it's beautiful, Jimmy. Jimmy Green here is the president and the CEO of the Associated Builders and Contractors of Greater Michigan. All right, Jimmy, so somebody's listening right now, and they know somebody, maybe it's themselves or somebody else, that they think would benefit from this Learn to Earn and the other four-year degree, as you put it, the other four-year degree. I like that a lot, by the way. We're going to be using that going forward. Well, give me a resource. Where can they go? Where can they sign up? Where can they learn more about learning to earn?
Two places. One is gmca.edu. We'll put them on a journey into a trade. And then the other is they can actually go on MEDC's website, Michigan Economic Development Corporation, to see some of the most lucrative jobs out there. And you'd be surprised or not surprised that on that list are several different trades that we teach. So MEDC's website and or gmca.edu, and we'll give them a really good GPS to a post-secondary choice.
All right, Jimmy, greatly appreciate Jimmy Green. Always a pleasure having you because you're always so optimistic, and I love it because the future is awful bright. Thank you, young man.
Absolutely. Thank you, Steve.
There
appreciate
you have you. It. All right, it's the Steve Gruber Show. Jimmy Green here. Again, gmca.edu. I'll get it out. gmca.edu, or check out the MEDC website. You can find out more. All right, you can find out more. And good for you. Go get them, Tiger. Continuing the reality tour in just a moment as well on the Steve Gruber Show.